You know, over the last few years, we've had a bunch of young interns come work on this show. Mm-hmm. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And every single time, I end up seeing these employees kind of like my own kids, you know?
What?
I can't help it.
Really?
I mean, I looked after their general well-being. I talked to their teachers in school. And whenever they've been acting bad, I give them a spanking in the break room.
What are you doing?
A lot of them have been bad, too.
I was going to say, they seem to all be doing bad.
You know, typical dad stuff.
It's an HR violation.
And of course, just like any doting father, I get very protective of my intern children when they grow up and decide to venture out into the dating world. It can be intimidating out there for a single person, and nobody knows that better than our intern right now, Kia. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, she was recently dumped by her boyfriend, just heart crushed, just stomped on.
Oh,
Kia, would you say that's a good way to describe it? Just torn in half and thrown out the window.
You always do this. Why do you bring it back up?
I try to do it in a light, fun way for you.
Isn't he fun? He's so,
so fun.
Yeah, don't you want to go out to drinks and talk about all your relationship problems?
She was broken up with by her boyfriend. She's been struggling to get back on the dating scene. And the last time we had her on the show, we may have found out the reason why. Her flirt game is rusty.
Ooh, that is.
What are you drinking tonight?
Good question.
Well, I got a water and I ordered something, but they're taking a while to get it back to me. I ordered an old fashioned, but they're taking a while and I'm kind of upset at them, but whatever. What's your name?
I'm Kealani.
Kealani. That's cool. What kind of name is that?
It's a Hawaiian name.
Whoa.
What kind of name is that?
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think, Jeff? Is she doing a good job?
I don't know. Kea, you're not flirting.
I don't know how.
You're just answering his questions.
That was from us trying to get her to flirt on the show.
Yeah.
I kind of set her up for that, though, because, you know, I'm not the easiest guy to flirt with either.
Or just talk to.
Or just talk to at all, because obviously I don't know normal responses to questions. But anyway, we heard those sad flirts as a cry for help and realized we had to do something extreme because Kea is that bad at flirting. And that's why we sent Kea to flirting school to help her brush up on her skills.
Wow.
In other words, we basically sent her a few YouTube links and told her to watch them. Just a couple YouTube links on flirting.
Okay.
So now that she has her online degree in flirting, let's check in with Kea and see how it all went. Kea, what did you think about the lessons that you learned in your first flirting classes?
You know, I had to watch the videos a few times just because it seems like a lot of it's common sense, but it's just not registering with me for some reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I've got some good tips down now, and I think I've improved.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I like that. You seem more confident than you were last time, which already is a sign that something good has happened.
How about
I'm
this?
Feeling let's, more confident.
Let's see if flirting school stuck with you. We're just going to start the music.
Oh man.
And then young Jeffrey is going to set the scene, and we'll see if your flirting game has increased. Okay. There's the sexy music for you. Jeff, go ahead and set it up.
All right. It's a dimly lit jazz bar. It's a Friday night, busy night. Kia's in a bright red dress, bright red lipstick. She's looking hot, she's extremely lonely. Oh. And who walks into the room with an ascot and a pipe? None other than world-famous comedian Jubal Fresh.
Oh, my God, is it really
ascot?
Him?
He's got an ascot.
I always wear an ascot when
you
I'm out.
You can't turn down a man with an ascot.
Classy gent.
So Jubal approaches Kia and says, is this the coat check? I don't plan on tipping. Kea, use your new flirting skill knowledge and bag that man.
Get it.
I'll do it for you, okay? So I have a long, skinny cigarette holder, too. And I'm taking that out of my mouth. Pardon me, is this the coat check, guys?
Let me talk.
Oh.
You listen.
Well, I'm all ears now.
Tell me your name.
My name is Jubal. What's your name?
Jubal.
Yes. Do you like my ascot?
I like the way you look.
Oh.
Hey!
Your face?
Yes.
I like it.
Tell me.
Your body?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Really?
Wow. Everything in between? I like it.
In between my face and my body?
I feel uncomfortable being in the room with these two right now.
I feel like that's less than flirting and they're just very direct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it is direct because that's one of the things that flirting school taught me. I'm supposed to be direct, take control, and compliment early and often.
Okay, whoa. I feel
like you did a good job. I didn't know where to go with that, and I was just like, all right, then.
Take me here.
You can have the middle portion between my face and my body.
That was
where,
the goal.
And I was like, where is that even? I don't know, but you can get it, I guess.
I don't think you understand.
That one works.
I feel like that was the shock and awe approach of flirting.
All right, let's try another scenario then, because I don't know, maybe that was a fluke.
That was good, though.
Jeff, set up another scene for us.
Okay. Kea, you're walking along a beach. You're wearing a grayish blue bathing suit with gold lace down the back, and you're feeling thirsty for love. So you walk down to the water's edge, and who's there building a tiny sand mansion with a 5-port garage but hunky radio genius, Jubal Fresh?
Oh, wow, is it really?
Look at his little man hands at work with that sand.
It's impressive. What do you say to tickle his fancy?
Just over here working on my sand
mansion.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Kia, but Kia, can I tease you?
Well, it depends. Like, if you're going to tease me, like, make fun of me, I would appreciate it if you didn't do that, but... I mean, are you going to tease me for being a grown man making a sand mansion? I hope not.
No, I'm not. Don't worry.
Okay.
But, you know, when I saw you building that sandcastle, you...
That's pretty sweet.
You look like a duck, you know, funny in the face, but with a big, fluffy backside.
I have been doing some squats trying to get my backside a little more fluffy.
Whoa.
Do you like my red bucket?
I think
that I put the sand in. It's kind of like a castle. I put the sand in it, and then I place it down, and it looks like a castle.
That's how
and
you
I got
those.
A big yellow shovel.
Yeah, your castle. You know.
Thanks for teasing me.
You're welcome. Would you like to tease me?
Ooh,
whoa, that was a question.
Good transition.
You want some candy?
What? End it now.
No, man. I thought I was doing better there.
I don't have any candy, but now it's a teaser. You probably want a Snickers or something, yeah?
Why would it? What?
Just run, Kia.
I would leave after this.
Kia, I think you've gotten better at flirting.
You have.
And I think I've gotten even worse at it.
You're much better.
I think
than
we've
Jubal.
Reversed.
Maybe I need to go to flirting class now. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Text in at 78592 if you want to flirt with Kia. She'll flirt back right now. Text it in 78592. All right, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.